Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The very last thing. Don't read it out loud.
Well, I've got my, remember, my text is from 18 minutes ago. From the 469, bruh, that's like having Eagles and Cowboys tattoo.
No, it's not.
It's not far off.
No, it's not because you know why.
You're fine.
I worked there.
He did work there.
Okay,
he didn't just get it
like
he was a fan.
That's my thing. I worked in Houston, and I said, hey, if this happens, I'll get an Astros tattoo, and I did. I mean, look. If you want to hate anything, hate on the Rangers. Okay. Hate on the Rangers for not getting to the playoffs because I set the bar pretty low. Like, you even gave me a hard time because you were like, oh, you're going to get a tattoo for just them just making the playoffs? And I said, yeah, let's see him do that.
People want us to read the text out loud.
Fred will not read it.
No, don't.
Oh,
don't.
I can't?
Don't
Is
read
it bad?
Don't read it out loud. But you see the text.
Oh, from
that's a total
from
plus
the 469?
Yeah, he texted it twice. Don't read it, but
That's a pull right there. That's a pull right there, okay? And it's unfair.
It's unfair.
It's an unfair characterization.
Yeah.
Okay. It's an unfair characterization. Basically, I made a... all I did was read a text previously.
He's about to dive into it.
Of an unfair characterization of what truck drivers maybe do or don't do.
Yep.
Okay?
And we'll leave it there.
You
and
offended
we'll
just, some people.
And we'll just leave it there. From the 430, if I was coming... If I wasn't moving to my new apartment.
It doesn't even say the word coming.
He does. I would come out. I got so it, come and moving. I told you, bro.
Just been, read the NFL stack.
If I wasn't moving to my new apartment, I would come out. That's what I would
Skeet,
read.
Skeet, skeet.
All right. Give me some NFL stack music, shall we? Let's get this thing rocking and rolling here. Patrick Mahomes shows up on an injury report with his right wrist. Somebody just texted me already texted into the fan line and said, hey, what does Fred think of his Chiefs?
I got to know. I don't want to skip past his headline. We haven't seen Mahomes on the injury report with a wrist
He's
injury.
Fine.
Has he ever
He's
had a
fine.
Wrist injury? On the injury report? He's had a bunch of lower legs.
I was going to say, he's had ankle stuff. I'm not worried about it. All I'm going to say
all?
Is this.
Like I'm not saying as far as if he'll play. I'm just saying the fact that he's on
left
injury
right,
report.
Left or right?
Right wrist.
Right wrist. He'll be fine.
That doesn't worry you at all.
Zero. Zero concern.
I don't believe you.
Zero concern.
I don't believe
no,
you.
No, I'm. You know what worries me?
If Dak Prescott had a wrist injury, we'd be like, doesn't. And especially Mahomes, who wears. Has a chance to be the greatest football player of all time.
Yeah.
A wrist injury, if it ends up being bad, could be a huge deterrent.
Well, again, if I tell you what, if he comes out on Sunday and looks like dog, you know what?
I'm just saying right now, zero. Living in today.
I have zero concern.
I don't believe
in
I
fact,
think it's a,
honestly,
I think it gets him a day off.
Well, look, I'll put it like this. I didn't even realize it until I just read your show rundown. Mm-hmm. So that tells you what my level of concern
is. I'm looking through your eyes.
Look right at me, okay? A fan cam.
Fred is nervous that Patrick Mahomes is hurt. He just doesn't want to admit it.
You know what bothers me? And I said this, I was talking to my dad about this earlier today. Because everybody, you know, and again, this is the time of year where everybody's, oh my God, the Chiefs this, the Chiefs that. Hell, I had somebody on the post game show with me and CA on Sunday. Fred, your Chiefs are 0-2. How do you feel about it?
0-2, Frederick.
Okay, let me ask you guys this. Name me any team in the NFL right now that if they lost their top two receivers, how would they look?
Injuries happen.
No, I get that. But no, answer the question.
Their top two
receivers? Name me a team.
The Eagles.
So you mean to tell me that if the Eagles lost Devontae Smith and
AJ Brown, for
AJ Brown,
they'd still be 2-0.
They'd still be 2-0.
That's pretty much what they've been doing. They've been playing without them anyways.
Because yeah. Well, you still have to account for them.
I know.
You still have to account for them. So I'm telling you right now. So tell me what team.
But I disagree. Are you saying that's the reason they're 0-2?
100%.
I disagree. 100%. They are the worst running team in the NFL. All of their explosive runs have come from Patrick Mahomes.
I get that. I understand that.
Terrible. Patrick Mahomes is missing open receivers. Them, Xavier Worthy and Rashee Rice, would they be a better team with them? Of course. I don't think that needs to be belabored or talked about much.
How much different do the Cowboys look with George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb?
Having explosive receivers makes your team more explosive.
It changes the entire thing.
But the reason they're 0-2 is not just, hey, if those players were healthy.
Oh, 100%. They'd be 2-0 if you had those two guys.
They can't run the ball, Fred. They cannot. Kareem Hunt and Isaiah Pacheco are terrible.
Because who are you worried about? 90-year-old Travis Kelce? Who are you worried about? Tyler Thornton?
Do you think they're the only team in the NFL that has a bad receiver room?
That has do I think they're the only team in the NFL right now down their top two wide receivers? Absolutely.
If you are naive, if you think the only reason the Chiefs are struggling is because of Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy. You have no concern about the running game, no concern about the secondary.
The running game sucks. The running game's been bad.
And as soon as Xavier Worthy, limited with the shoulder, may play on Sunday. If he's inserted into the lineup, do you think all of a sudden the Chiefs' problems are fixed because Xavier Worthy's in the lineup?
It changes a lot. Do I not think that the team still has things they got to work on and get better at? Absolutely. I mean, you held Saquon Barkley to 100 yards. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, is it?
So did the Cowboys. The Cowboys held Saquon to under 100 yards. And do we think the Cowboys are?
And oh, by the way, if CeeDee Lamb doesn't drop passes, you might be talking about a win. That's my point.
I don't think the Eagles are playing at their highest level. The Eagles played low against the Cowboys and the Chiefs.
But one player made the difference. See, if CeeDee Lamb doesn't drop three balls, guess what? We're probably talking about a win on that Thursday night.
Okay. I'm talking about the Chiefs. I'm not talking about the Eagles.
But you're missing my point. Can still be just an okay team, but if you got two difference makers, Rashee Rice is a difference maker.
We can go down the league and everybody's got two difference makers missing.
You're asking me about the Chiefs. I'm telling you, name me a team
limited to receiver. I can go down the team. They're missing their best corner. They're missing their best D lineman. They're missing their best edge. Maybe they're missing their quarterback. We can go down the
league. I understand
every team
that, but I'm telling you that
major injuries all over the place.
Why are you asking me?
I just want you to admit that the Chiefs are not playing well, and it's not just because of Rashee and whatever and Xavier Worthy.
But I'm telling you, they'd be 2-0 if they had those two guys. Is what I'm telling you.
I just disagree.
Okay, we're allowed to disagree.
I don't think they're playing good football right now.
I understand that, but guess what? They still if Travis Kelce doesn't drop a ball going into the end zone, it's a different story.
Agreed.
Okay, if you don't lose Xavier Worthy and change your entire game plan, three plays into the first game of the year, by the way, you had your entire offense built around him going into it, then you have to change on the fly. Now, again, does that not take away from the fact that Matt Nagy and Andy Reid did a piss poor job of trying to change on the fly? But it tells you this: Hollywood Brown, overrated. Mm-hmm. All right, Juju Smith-Schuster, washed.
Don't call him overrated because no one rated him. But is it fair to say, and I hate to be this guy, but I mean, Xavier Worthy didn't get hurt in practice walking around. He got hurt by his own teammate running an incorrect route, who's on the team. So he goes into the part of me saying the Chiefs are not playing at a high level. They're not playing good. Travis Kelce's the one
I never said they weren't, but I'm just telling you, when you have two guys like Xavier Worthy
and
Rashee Rice.
Travis Kelce. You're saying like if you had Xavier Worthy.
I'm not saying it wasn't their own fault.
Well,
but
then that
you
goes
asked
into
me,
the team not playing well.
I get it, man. But you asked me what I thought, and I'm telling you that if they had those two guys, they'd be 2-0.
It would fix
That's
the secondary.
That's what I'm telling you.
It would fix the secondary. It's getting torched.
Because
I love the Chiefs,
everybody's
defense,
playing
not playing good.
Everybody's playing their best two games 2 weeks into the season.
When did I say I count them all? The playoffs? That they can't.
I didn't say
turn
that
it around.
Their offense
talking
hasn't.
About right now. Offense and defense does not look good.
Yeah,
I would say
it
the
doesn't.
Same about the Eagles. I'm not
and
saying the Chiefs are the only
guess
team.
Guess what?
I would say the exact same
You're
thing about
playing
the Eagles.
Without your top two receivers, and you barely lost to two of the best teams in the NFL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay.
That's what I'm telling you. And you know what the problem is? Their offense sucks.
So does their defense.
And so do the Cowboys. And guess what? They're 1-1.
But
you're missing my point in all this is that when you have a good
offense. You're naming the receivers as if they're isolated and they're the only team that's injured. Like, if they had Xavier Worthy in this, they'd be 2-0.
Well, it's the only team you asked me about. I don't know. When you are missing, and we've seen this for the last few years with the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. All right. Especially 2 weeks into the year.
We've seen this the last couple of years with the Chiefs. They win one-score games. What was it, 17
yes.
one-score games? They're winning all these. And now we're just seeing time catching up to the Chiefs. And now we're seeing maybe this is more the team they are. They're not the explosive offense.
Again,
Do you still think they're an explosive offense?
They're not. But okay. You're also missing two impact guys that would be one or two wide. Xavier Worthy and Rashee Rice are a 1A or 2A on any other team.
Xavier Worthy is not a 1A on every team.
Rashee Rice. Xavier Worthy is a 1 or 2.
I agree on Rashee Rice.
Xavier Worthy could be a 2 on half the teams in the NFL right now.
Yeah, it could be a 2. I thought you were saying they both could be 1s. That's my
No. I'm talking about Rashee and Xavier Worthy.
Xavier Worthy would be a very good 2 on most teams. I think this team has come back to earth, and I think Patrick Mahomes is still the best player in football. Don't get it confused. I think Chris Jones is probably the best defensive lineman in football.
Yes.
I think Trent McDuffie is a top 5 corner in football.
Yes.
They're not putting it all together, and we can't just be like, they have Patrick Mahomes, so they're just going to figure it out, and who cares what they look like on offense or defense.
Yeah.
Rashee Rice is going to come back, and the whole, it'll be fixed. I'm watching their games, and they can't run the football. They have 10 explosive run plays. All have come from their quarterback.
I don't disagree with you that the running game isn't good. But guess what? You don't have to worry about anybody else. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, we thought Travis Kelce was going to still be a player at some point.
I mean, here's the problem. Here's the deal. You didn't go into this season with the expectation that 35-year-old Travis Kelce was going to have to be your number one wide receiver through 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And he's still, I mean, hell, he gave you 4 for 61 last week. He gave you, I think, 4 for 55 and a touchdown the week before. All right. So, I mean, he's been serviceable as a tight end, but he's not the, I mean, look, it doesn't take Stevie Wonder to tell you that he's not the same guy that he was 2 years ago, but you know that. You knew that going in. But you went into this year thinking that he was going to be your 3 or your 4. Oh, by the way, Jaden Royals. Who was a lot of people had as a sleeper pick draft-wise, all right, who slipped to the 4th round, all right, he hasn't been able to play yet this year either. So, again, I'm not saying that this team is great by any means, but offensively,
would you not put the 49ers in a similar boat of not having a great wide receiver? I mean, Ricky Pearsall is the main guy over there, and he's not doing
Nobody
much.
In their right mind had Ricky Pearsall and Ricky and Rashee Rice in the same category.
That's what I'm saying.
We knew their wide receiver room sucked before the season started.
Ricky Pearsall is probably somewhat equivalent to a mixture of Juju and who's the other Chiefs?
Hollywood Brown. Yeah.
So you're saying like you can't get it done unless you have these elite guys right here.
Oh, and who'd they beat? Seattle and what was the other team
Those are decent teams.
Who'd they beat? Seattle and who else?
I don't know. I got to look at their roster. They play the Saints, right?
Yeah.
The Saints and the Seahawks.
Okay, so you played the Seahawks. All right. Okay, great. I mean, tough.
No one is saying the 49ers are better than the Chiefs. I mean, maybe they could be. We can make that argument. Just whatever. I'm saying their wide receiver.
You played two of the best teams in the NFL. You played the Eagles and the Chargers, who a lot of people are saying might be the best team in the NFL through 2 weeks.
Who? The Chargers?
The Chargers.
No, nobody is saying that.
Oh, plenty of people have.
Number one? Over the Bills and over the Packers?
Are as good as anybody in the NFL, yes. Several folks on ESPN
have said it. A lot of people are saying that because they beat the Chiefs in week one, not because it's what they've done.
And they looked pretty good doing it. And they looked pretty good taking care of a crappy Raider team.
I don't think the Eagles looked very good. So, yes, they won the game. The Eagles game is weird to talk about because they won the Super Bowl. They're coming up winning the Super Bowl, But they didn't look good against Dallas. I'm talking about the Eagles. Yeah. They didn't look good against the Chiefs. The Chiefs-Eagles game, in theory, should be the best game of the year. It's a Super Bowl rematch. But both teams are not playing very good football. Both teams' secondaries aren't playing good. Like you said, Saquon hasn't rushed for over 100 yards. Now the Chiefs have a good run defense. Both quarterbacks aren't exactly bombing it down the field. Yeah. No receivers for their team are helping them out. I'm not saying it's all on Mahomes. I get what wide receiver room he is playing with. I am just saying this team, we have to maybe start looking at them in a different light. Maybe when Xavier Worthy and Rasheed Rice comes back, they are the explosive team.
Then you start looking at them in a different light.
Maybe.
You're also breaking in a rookie left tackle as well.
Okay, so we're like five other teams breaking in rookie O-line.
Okay, we're not talking about five other teams. Why would you bring the Chiefs?
Why would you bring it up? You said you're breaking in a rookie left tackle. Okay. Cowboys are breaking in a rookie right guard. Why did I bring it up? I don't
really?
Know.
Because they have the same importance on a team?
No, but okay, the Patriots are breaking in a left tackle. The Chargers moved their guy to left tackle. The Bucks just lost theirs. And teams are doing it all around the NFL. The Chiefs are not isolated with problems.
Who said they were? I didn't say they were, but I'm just giving you facts.
You're bringing them up as if they mean something. They're starting a left tackle.
Because what? The Cowboys didn't struggle last year with Tyler Guyton at left tackle? So suddenly we're degrading what a left tackle?
Are we putting the Chiefs and the Cowboys in the same realm?
No, but I'm using it as an example. Like, you're pretending like having a new left tackle doesn't mean anything.
I don't know. You sounded pretty hype about Josh Simmons. It was all should be well. Now but it's hey, he's still learning. He's still learning. Give the Chiefs some
grace. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know he was supposed to be Willie Rofe through 2 weeks.
I didn't say that, but before the season, before you sounded a lot more confident. Now they've lost.
I still sound confident. I just told you they'd be 2-0 with two wide receivers.
Now that they lost, it's just a lot of excuses. Well, Xavier Worthy's hurt.
I've made no excuses. You just did. I said Josh Simmons is starting in a left tackle.
Then why'd you bring it up if it wasn't an excuse? You just said, well, they're breaking in a left tackle. That's not easy to do. Well, Rasheed Rice is hurt.
Who said it was an excuse? It's a fact.
Well, then what are you bringing? What support does it do then if it's a fact? Josh Simmons is a new left tackle. He's a rookie.
You're
that is a
saying
true statement.
That this Chiefs team is done. Everything's coming back down to
them. I never said that. I still never said that. I said we may have to look at them in a different light.
I started off this whole conversation by saying I'm not worried.
And I just don't believe you. I know you're worried deep down inside.
I'm really not.
I know you are.
Because last I checked, 15 still the quarterback.
Oh, God.
Okay. I mean, what? Oh, God, what?
He's, what are you, okay. Patrick Mahomes right now, is he still the best quarterback?
Absolutely. Right now. 100%. 1,000%. Yes.
Through the first 2 weeks, do you believe that?
Yes.
From what you saw on
the
field?
Absolutely. Even more so. Okay. I mean, you're not
going to. We're just delusional. Go to break. We're just delusional. We're delusional.
Call me whatever you want.
There's no. I still think Mahomes is the best quarterback. That's not just going to. But playing right now,
this season.
From what I've seen through 2 weeks, there's no way you can say he's had the best quarterback play through 2 weeks.
The best quarterback play? No.
Okay, that's what I just asked.
No. You asked me if he's the best quarterback right now. I said yes. You didn't say, is he playing the best right now?
Is he playing the best right now?
No, I don't.
Is he playing anywhere close to the best? Is he even in the middle?
No. Right now, I would argue he's playing top 10. I would argue he's playing top 10.
What's the next segment?
Yeah, what is the next segment? What are we doing? Yeah, fair foul.
Get me out of here. Fair foul. Fred's existence of the Chiefs.
Fair foul. Well, don't ask me questions like that. I mean,
I'm gonna keep asking
if you don't
like
my answer, you
I don't
know what?
Believe you.
In the words of what was it? Jules Winfield and Vince Vega. If my answer is frightening you, then maybe you should cease asking questions.
No, there's no
frightening. Okay?
I just want the truth.
No, and you're getting the truth. You know what?
I'm gonna get the truth out of him.
You at the break. Handle the truth.
At the break, I'm gonna get
fair foul coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.